384 FDI.
384 FDI, morning, son. Good to hear you. You're up early.
Yeah, you gotta get out of here this morning and get some work done.
Love you, and always good to hear you. Appreciate the guys pausing in the morning. And yeah, I cut mine on 2 and 3, but left some lines. I guess you gotta do it all at 2. But, yeah, be careful. I'm gonna be 90, muggy again. But it feels great right now, huh?
Yesterday, cloud cover, and I think it only got to like 80 degrees, so it was a really great day.
Yeah, that was good working weather. I'm glad it was for you. But today's warmer, though, and muggier, so be careful and drink a lot. That won't keep you, know you want to get out of there. Love you, and always good to hear you. KD4FDI, W4FCM.
A camera set up. Wildlife camera outside in the woods yesterday and caught that doe on the cam.
I didn't see it. Where'd you post it?
Yeah.
No, I didn't get it. Never got it. I checked this morning. Nothing there.
Send it to you again. But yeah, I set up a just like a trail cam, whatever, in the woods the other day, and I've already got a hit on a doe there. So pretty cool. I put some of the apple, like crushed apple stuff down. Kids want to put some cat food in now, so some cat food, maybe they'll like that too.
How cool is that? Yeah, Paul and Christer have Blink systems, B-L-I-N-K, into their wireless router. We're sitting over there at the picnic, and they're showing me their house, and UPS man going to the door. You ever heard of the Blink system?
Somewhere, but I didn't exactly know what it was.
Yeah, you put a little tree facing the house, it goes into your wireless router, and so they're sitting there at the picnic watching their house. Both of them, like $120 for 3 cameras or something. And it sends a wireless signal, no wires, right to your router and server. So while we're sitting at the picnic, they're watching their house. So the UPS man going to the door and all kind of neat stuff. Hey, I look forward to seeing the dough, though, and be careful working. Now you want to get out of there. KD4FDI, W4FC, and one more day, then up to Buckeye State.
Well, that's a long trip, so hopefully you guys will have any issues up there and go get some good food and come on back.
Yeah, best part's getting home Sunday, probably about 5 o'clock or so. Love you. Be careful today with the 90 degrees. It's going to be muggy, too. KD4FDI, W4FCMTR signing. Yeah, I look forward to getting it.
Later, W4FCM, KD4FDI.
W4FC, I look forward to seeing the dough. I'm going to keep checking my phone, see when it comes in. W4FCM sign.
W4DJW, mobile.
CW, KZ4TMA. How are you, Dave?
I'm up and out early today. How are you?
I've got a friend visiting town, so I'm meeting him for breakfast downtown Greenville, actually. But yeah, normally this time of day, I'm just helping the kids with breakfast and getting ready for work.
Downtown Greenville for breakfast. What's the restaurant?
Sure yet. I'm going to figure that out as I go. There are a couple places that will do breakfast and coffee, like Coffee Underground. There's another one with some name like Maple Something Biscuit. Anyway, when I pick this friend up, we're going to have a look and see.
Somewhere. I think it's on the west side of Main Street that we went to. I was trying to remember the name of it when my daughter was here last, and it was so good we went back to it the next day, 2 days in a row. But it's kind of fun to get out and get down there, all the people and people walking their dogs and kids running around. It is nice.
We've had some family visiting, so our house is pretty full right now, so it's good to get out for a minute. I mean, it's been fun, of course, but it's always good to get out of a busy house for a few minutes, and this friend's only in town for the day, so we're going to catch up for a few.
To work? Are you working today?
As I may have told you once before, I can't remember. Yeah, off to work for me means a long walk through the backyard. It's about 15 steps from my back door to my little, my wife calls it a she shack just to make fun of me, but I've got a little backyard office that we made out of just a Home Depot shed that we finished out and ran electrical to and internet and all that. So, yeah, I work from the backyard each day.
I hope you have an AC in there.
Now we've got a little mini split in there, and of course it's far more power than I need for this little 12x8 shed that I work in. So yeah, no, it'll stay nice and cool.
Well, I guess that's nice and quiet, too, especially when the kids get home and things start getting rowdy. You can still have that detached place where it stays quiet during the day, and that's kind of nice.
That was the whole idea. And, you know, this was a lifestyle that we took on before COVID, so we knew that I'd be working from home years ago. And I tried it from a room in the house for a while. We started to convert a one room into an office, and pretty quickly I realized, you know, if this is going to work, it's going to make much more sense if I can just be 20 steps removed and, you know, one or two walls removed in that backyard, which has made all the difference.
The rite of passage from not working to start of the workday and from working to end of the workday. that voyage between the house and the backyard. I used to do the same thing going to Starbucks at the end of the day because the last 20 years I worked from home. And at the end of the day, there was no definitive cutoff, so I'd jump in my car and go to Starbucks and get a coffee. And the ride home from Starbucks was my ride home from work.
Yeah, no, it's true. I mean, the one downside, I really enjoy working from home, but the downside, you're right, is that there isn't any kind of a commute. And sometimes you just need those 15 minutes to process and kind of get your mind out of work or go ahead and think about, oh, yeah, let me write down that I need to send that email tomorrow. Because otherwise, you know, I come out of the office and I'm inside and within, you know, within 30 seconds of leaving, I've got kids asking me questions. Like, I'm not actually mentally here yet. Give me a minute.
You don't define that. That's a lack of definition of the end of the workday. I'd do the same thing, and I'd find out, I'd find myself at 9 o'clock at night and still working because I didn't have a definitive cutoff. So I just do one more thing, and there was no end to one more things you could do.
That's true. I think I've gotten pretty good about just, you know, I'll actually lock the door to the shed. Not that it really needs to be locked, but I'll go ahead and lock up, and at least. Knowing that I'd have to go get my key and unlock the door to get back to my work computer, that at least makes me feel a little bit better. So there's that at least. I'm sorry, when I say makes me feel better, I mean it at least keeps me from necessarily going back out at, say, 7 or 8 p.m.
Little things you get used to early on in your career, you still need them when you get halfway or, you know, further past the halfway point. That's kind of weird that we do that, but it works. What works, works, right?
Yeah, it works. So, yeah, I'm happy with that. But, yeah, so I'm going to go do this breakfast here. And but, yeah, tell me what's new in our ham radio world. Any big updates from any meetings I've missed lately or any new plans about linking these repeaters or anything like that?
July meeting because it was on the 4th of July and we figured there'd only be about 3 people at the meeting. So we skipped that one and the next one coming up is first Monday in August and we'll get more then. But I have been putting the pressure on that those guys that do the tower climbing need to get mentally prepared to start climbing the tower. We've got several antennas that have to go up, but nothing more than that.
TMA for ID. Yeah, all right. Good. Well, tell me a little more about when you say a couple of antennas. Are we just related to linking the repeaters, or what else is going on when you mention several antennas?
In my last one, because I'm about to the transfer station now, but there's a second antenna for the main 6-1 repeater that's got to go up underneath of it at the, like, 350-foot mark, and it is the same antenna that's at the 450-foot mark, so it just gives us 4 more bays, 4 more directions to point it in. Plus, it gives you redundancy and backup and all that stuff. And then there is stacked Yagis for being able to get internet up there to our site so that we can do the linking repeaters. And then there's the 2 linking antenna. That doesn't have to be quite as robust as the one that we're talking on now, but it still needs to be there. All of those go on the tower. And then there's some more amateur radio direction finding antennas that have to go up too. So that's at least 4 right there.
Gotcha. All right. Well, you know, I'll still be eager to offer a relatively healthy back if there's ever anything I can do to help on putting those up one day. But that's good to hear. All right, well, good to chat. Have a good day. I didn't get to hear yet what you're doing up and out early, but whatever it is that's got you out, I hope it's going well. And we'll catch you soon. Sounds like you're about your destination, and I am too. So W4DJW, KZ4, TMA, I'll be clear after your final. Have a good one, Dave.
All right, Simon. Well, I am the new designated waste management manager of our household, so I am waste management managing right now at the transfer station. Catch you later. Enjoy your breakfast. W4DJW, clear.
DJW, KN4VWA. If you get a chance, give me a call as soon as you get done with that.
I thought I was next in line, but there's one more car there that's got to move out, so I got a second.
What did you come up with as far as that racer?
R-A-C-E-E-R, racer? Like racing?
No, for the winching device to raise up and down on the tower.
Well, it's got to be done, too. Before we start hauling antennas up and down, they got to build that. I think Johnny's got that part. I think he's got to get the design done and then take it over to Chad's and get it welded up.
Okay, so you don't need any help with that. Okay. All right, well, cool beans. What do you think about flying one day this week?
Idea. We need to get back in the groove.
Well, you just give me a holler on the radio or on text, and I'm booked up Thursday, but I'm free Friday, free tomorrow, free Saturday. Hey, life of a retired guy.
No, it's my turn coming up. Maybe tomorrow morning, like we did the last time, early, so it's still cool. But my turn to back it in, so talk to you later. K4VWA, W4DJW.
Hey, just give me a holler later at your convenience. We'll see if we can get it figured out. W4DJW, KN4VWA, clear. 4NGU, KN4VWA. 4NGU, KN4VWA. VA, clear and monitoring.
DJW Mobile.
KN4VWA.
W4DJW. Mobile, beautiful out here. Sunny day, blue skies.
I'm going to go out and check the salt with my building and clean it out. I got the boat out. Here lately.
Because you're like underwater for the most part. I heard a word or two that last transmission.
Inside my house on an HT, I'm fixing to go outside. Have you heard W4NGU Phil on here recently?
About a week ago since I've heard him, and very briefly, but not a whole lot.
It should be a little bit better. You know, he got him a new radio.
Him talking about was that one, but that was very briefly.
Yeah, he and I have been texting back and forth. I thought he got it installed. I figured he'd be fucking up the airways by now.
He's at work or at home?
Installing it at home.
I think he keeps a radio on his desk at work. Sometimes you hear him during the day.
That's teasing. He monitors during the day at work, but this radio was going to go in his vehicle.
Could be. I thought you meant like an HF base station. I didn't realize it's UHF, VHF, mobile or HF mobile.
FT-300DR. That's a Yaesu FT. 300DR, and it's a dual bander, dual VFO, and he was very impressed by some of its functions and features, and I really thought he would have had that thing just lighten up the airways by now.
KC-400, is that similar? I've got a 350 in my car and a 400 that I use in the truck sometimes.
400?
Yeah. One that does fusion.
You dog. Man, I tell you what, I have been trying to come up with a way to justify getting one of those before I do some other stuff. One of the other stuffs being those goggles.
Yeah, that's true. I was thinking about that the other day. I saw the guts of the flight, the Montec flight controller sitting out there on the desk. and thought we're gonna get back to that.
Well, get my flight skills up to where I can just go out there and play with the Bloody Wonder and the Mall anytime I want to take a good notion. And as a matter of fact, I've got a date with a lawnmower coming up very soon. I got a with all this rain, my runway has just sprouted, and I've got to get out here, and I've got to get out here and see if I can't get that Bixler and maybe one or two other smaller ones running here on my runway here at the house before the Freya comes in.
And you can fly every day. Make it, you know, set aside a time to fly every single day. And that's how you'll get there, where you'll get comfortable with it. You fly every day, in about a quarter of a year, you'll feel pretty good.
And that's one of the things I've got to accomplish to, really get comfortable with the concept of getting behind those goggles.
Idea. Get that runway fixed. And that's the problem with me, though. I got too many other things that have to get done. I wonder why they didn't have to get done when I was working. Anyway, they're interrupting me from playing.
You do understand that once you've retired now, your priorities and your priority lists shift to the more important things in life.
Work was an excuse to put those things off till now. And now is now. Now is here. So now they take priority.
You're right. Exactly. So, anyhow. Oh, I forgot to tell you. Fella came along and I've sold my Harley.
What?
My Harley Davidson.
Yeah, Amy keeps on to me about selling mine. Not Harley, but my Hayabusa. I just can't draw myself to do that yet. So, are you happy with what you got for it?
In 2015, I've ridden it for 7 years. I gave 11.1 for it, and I just sold it for 10.5. So, I've ridden for 7 years for $600. Yeah, I'm happy.
I'm thinking because everything's up so much now that that'd be the same with mine. Mine was 13. If I can get over 10, I'll be happy.
Yours?
It's in 10K.
It'll go out. It will go like a hot potato, Bubba. I'm telling you. There's a shortage on those bikes, too. And, oh, man. Yeah. Even Harley Davidson, when they found out I was selling mine, they tried to jump in and cutthroat the guy that was buying it on me.
Well, I got to do the same thing. Anyway, I'm back home, so I got to get back to my priority list. Good talking to you this morning. Camp 4 VWA, W4DJW.
Andrew, if you think we can make it in the morning, and let me know what time, and I'll make sure I've got everything charged. So, K4VWA, I'm clear. You have a good afternoon. I hope you get a lot of your priorities done. Clear.
KF4NXY, David.
He was headed in. He had just returned from domestic trash duty. KN4VWA.
My name's David also, and my call's KF4NXY. I was just telling you good morning. I've listened to y'all talk together about flying the airplanes.
Well, that was W4DJW, David. I thought you were calling him. My mistake, sir. So, how are you this morning?
Pretty good. I'm on my second cup of coffee, eating a protein bar, and I'm also retired, but I've got a list of honeydew stuff I got to do today.
You feel your pain. Let me tell you something. I ran my own business since 1996, had my own business, and I'm I'm going to tell you something. I've threatened my wife that I'm going to go back to work.
Brother-in-law's like that. He's been retired for a little while. He's a truck driver. And he just said he got more rest driving the truck.
I think when you're doing a real job, you kind of get into the groove of doing that job, and it just becomes second nature. And then when you retire, you take on a whole lot of different things, and you run yourself to death doing the stuff you enjoy. At least that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Some of it's stuff I enjoy. I heard you talking about selling your Harley. I still got mine. I like to ride it, but seem like finding time to ride and got a little boat out back and time to take the boat to the lake and doing the fun stuff kind of takes back seat to, like the other fellow was talking, getting the grass cut and other little projects.
It was time for me to let mine go. I'm one of those that the other fella, Dave, has a Hayabusa. You familiar with that?
But it kind of sounds like a crotch rocket.
A 200-mile-an-hour crotch rocket. And I used to ride a Ducati. I rode a 900 Ducati, and that's why I moved over to a Harley-Davidson heavy cruiser. Because I don't know when to let off on twisting that throttle. I'm about to get myself killed. And I'll be 67 in October, and had a couple of health issues. You know, I'm just not as quick as I used to be, so I figure it's time to let it go.
Ride mine out here in the country. I live out in the country, and don't take it into town because, you know, I'm 66 years old, and I know what you mean about the reflexes. So, but it's still fun to get a little wind therapy from time to time.
Matter of fact, I got out Saturday and rode for about a couple hours, and I was just questioning my wisdom and letting it go, because I've had something with two wheels and a motor since I was 10 years old, and I'm going to get it out this afternoon before the boy comes to pick it up. He's coming to get it this afternoon, and that's going to be a tearful goodbye.
Didn't start out when I was 10. I started out when I was, about 12 or 13. My dad got me and my brothers, got all three of us spinning bikes, and we had a blast on most things. But anyway, you have a good morning. Just want to get in there and spoke at you. Don't know if I've ever talked to you. I've listened to you, from time to time talking about the, flying the airplanes and other stuff. So, you have a good day, and I'll talk at you a little later. KF4NXY, clear on your final.
Come out and fly with us sometime. It's great fun, and there's all kinds of stuff you can do with them. And I enjoyed talking to you this morning. And if you ever hear me in there, man, jump in there and say howdy. You will hurt my feelings. So give that call sign one more time.
4NXY, Kilo Foxtrot 4, November, X-Ray Yankee.
Good deal. KF4NXY. I enjoyed it. You have a good afternoon, or good day, and we'll talk to you soon. Take it easy, Dave. 73's KN4BWA, clear.
4CPA Mobile.
CBA, KN4BWA.
Say it ain't so. What you doing?
Meet with a building.
I'm trying.
trying to get a mental picture of that, but so far it's not working.
Building to continue cleaning it up.
Oh, that building. Okay, now it's all coming together. It makes a lot more sense. Well, you know, I did a little cleaning up in my garage yesterday. I was trying to find the liquid tape, and because I was going to put my choke isolator that I got from Ballon Designs, I was going to put it in line, and I couldn't find the liquid tape, and I looked everywhere. I mean, I was pulling stuff out of cabinets and just, oh, it was unreal. So now I got so frustrated, I just left it. So now I got to go and put everything back.
Isn't it fun? I tell you, trying to find stuff where you remember where you put it. That's
your
sign of geezerism.
I know I have it, and I was sitting there about 10:30 last night. We were watching this, it's one of those space shows that's come on, and, you know, it's all, you know, it doesn't go along with history. It's all discombobulated, and it's Russia and the U.S. and an independent team made of partially NASA and then other Americans, and they're racing to Mars, the first one to Mars. And it's really interesting, the things they run into. But anyway, we were watching that about last night, about 10:30, and on demand, and it hit me. I know where the liquid tape is. It's in my roll top desk where I keep my ham radio. Morning, and probably
early this evening because it looks like we're going to get rained out tomorrow, and I got two matches tomorrow, and I don't think we're going to get either one of them in.
Good day, Bubba.
I'm doing one at 9 this morning, and then there's a clinic at 6, so if it's raining, it'll be in the bubble. Now, if it's not raining, I'll play my regular 6 o'clock match, but if it's raining, I'll do the clinic, and it'll be indoors. So, anyway, so, that'd be better than nothing.
Well, listen, I just backed my truck down here, and I got to start loading up a bunch of trash and crap, so I'm going to go ahead and bug out on you, bud. You have a good time today chasing that little white ball around. And, hey, before you go, have you heard W4NGU on here?
I have not in the last few days. I've gotten a phone call and text from him, about his radio, when he was trying to decide which one to get. But he's already got that thing, and he should, unless something happened, he should have gotten it installed Saturday. He said he was going to do it Saturday.
I figured he'd be burning up the airways of that thing right now.
Guy has to work for a living, he's not independently wealthy like you and I.
I don't know what you're smoking, but I think I but I tell you what, if you talk to him, tell him to give me a holler. Matter of fact, I bet you he might be monitoring this morning if he's at work. So, alright, well anyhow, I am back at it. KN4 VWA, clear after your final, big guy.
Hey, well, don't get in too much trouble there. Watch out for the snakes, and we'll talk to you later. don't work too hard. KN4VWA, KP4CBA.